Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Vatican has begun preparing for a papal funeral and a conclave to choose a new pope less than 24 hours after Pope Francis died of a stroke.
Francis's death comes just one day after he celebrated Easter with the faithful in St. Peter's Square. The pontiff's lengthy visit with the crowds on Sunday, says Vatican analyst Francis Rocca, may have been an indication he knew the end was near.
It may be in retrospect, I'm just speculating here, that he knew time was running out, and so he thought, well, what am I doing? Am I going to sit in my room or am I going to go out and be the Pope, especially on Easter?
Vatican officials say the Pope's body will likely be moved here to St. Peter's Basilica on Wednesday morning. Tina Kraus, CBS News, Rome.
Mourners of all faiths have been visiting St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
I felt bad. I felt bad. I started crying and that was it. You know, I kept on thinking about the Pope.
I became a Catholic because of Pope Francis.
We are Jewish, but we are here to support our friends from the Catholic Church.
The Trump administration says federal student loans in default will be referred to debt collectors beginning May 5th. That will affect about 5 million borrowers. Aisa Conchola-Banez with the Student Borrower Protection Center.
The reality is older borrowers face some of the greatest repayment struggles. These are folks on fixed incomes, you know, navigating health issues and navigating this economy in the same way that we all are.
After a 30-day notice, the government will begin garnishing the wages of borrowers in default. Harvard is suing the Trump administration over its decision to freeze more than $2 billion in grants because the school said it would not comply with the administration's demand that it limit activism on campus. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Harvard is also alleging that the Trump administration did not follow the procedures for how Title VI violations result in denied federal funding. Of course, the Trump administration's defense is that the civil rights of Jews cannot be subordinated to the academic freedom of a university. Also, universities have no constitutional right to federal funding.
And not far away from Harvard, John Currier of Kenya joined his brother as a Boston Marathon champion on Monday.
Soak it in, John Currier. John Currier is the man who is going to meet the moment in Boston, champion of the 129th Boston Marathon.
6 months after winning the Chicago Marathon, Currier finished the 26.2 miles in an unofficial 2 hours, 4 minutes, 44 seconds, the second fastest winning time in the history of the Boston Marathon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us for the next Midday Magazine. In part one, we'll talk to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And in part two, the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Oh, he was great, you know. You guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, it's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy Sad Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of a Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a little patchy fog forming overnight. Otherwise, our winds light as lows drop to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and some scattered showers out there as well. A southeast breeze, highs in the upper 50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, a discussion of the harm that's coming if President Trump sells off a bunch of public forest lands and fires more national parks workers.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. So get ready. Right? Get ready. I have this little matcha tea that I drink when I'm doing the show. It's an organic ceremonial green tea that, you know, it's like half the caffeine of coffee, and it's got theobromine in it. Green tea does, which is a mood elevator. That's why I'm so smiling. No, it's a very modest mood elevator. But I go through, you know, an ounce or so of it every month. And so I regularly order it online. And I ordered my next couple of ounces of this powdered tea over a month ago. Well, no, it was more like 2.5 weeks ago. And I was notified this morning that it won't be delivered until May 9th. Why? Because it's imported from Japan. Now, this isn't China, this is Japan, but same deal. I mean, you know, we've got tariffs on everything. And the Japanese are, well, they had a trade delegation in D.C. On Friday, and I don't think they're very happy. But here's the deal. Remember all the empty shelves that we had when COVID hit because things were not being shipped into the United States and you know, shipping volume had declined. Initially it was around a 5% decline, and then it became a much larger decline. In May of 2020, our imports that month, that was the arguably the worst month of COVID in terms of imports. That was, you know, when the whole world was shut down. That was when you could look up at the sky and not see any, you know, vapor trails or anything. That we imported $36 billion worth of stuff from China that month, May of 2020. We're about there right now. There's been a significant decline in containers coming through China's ports. Now, part of this is obviously the tariff on China. Part of it is the tax that Trump just put on Chinese ships coming into our ports. Part of it is that China has joined Canada and the European Union and Japan in saying we're going to stick it to the United States. You know, Trump has poked a hornet's nest here. And projections suggest that cargo bookings from China could decrease by 60% in the next 2 weeks. And what will that mean? Well, it'll mean that, you know, the stuff you're going to start seeing empty store shelves. And the things that are there, you're going to start seeing going up in price. The inflation that we experienced after the end of COVID was largely the consequence of 5 or 6 months of a shortage of goods. And then the goods came back and, you know, there was this demand and all this kind of stuff. So data point one. Data point two, the Dow is down over 1,000 points right now. And the reason why appears to be this early morning screed that Donald Trump went off on over on his Nazi-infested social media site, in which he was just ranting. He said, he said, preemptive cuts in interest rates are being called for by many. There's virtually no inflation in the U.S. With these costs trending so nicely downward, just as I predicted they would do, there can be almost no inflation, but there can be a slowing in the economy unless Mr. Too Late, a major loser, lowers interest rates now. And people around the world looked at this and said, oh, you want your central banker to be a politician. Well, that's not what you want, right? That is not how a country should work. The U.S. dollar, by the way, is down like 9% since Trump came into office. Jay Powell, the Fed chair, last week gave a speech. This was, I believe it was Thursday afternoon, because this was the thing that drove down the market on Friday, in which he said that Trump's stupid tariffs, and as you know, I'm a fan of tariffs, but the way that Trump is doing this is insane. I mean, it literally makes no sense unless, you know, Vladimir Putin called him up and said, hey, do everything you can to destroy the American economy. But anyhow, Jay Powell called that out. And Trump got all pissed off at him. And, you know, here we are. Gold is at the highest it's ever been. I mean, it's like it just gold has exploded. Powell at the Economic Club of Chicago, this was his speech last Thursday, he said tariffs are likely to move us further away from our goals, probably for the balance of this year. In other words, don't expect me to lower interest rates. In fact, we may have to raise interest rates. And of course, Trump is just hysterical about this because, you know, the economy is crashing. And there was an interesting article over on Raw Story today about how this is from a White House insider, but it's unnamed. But this has appeared. I've seen this in several different media. That Donald Trump's big fear is that he's going to be J. Edgar Hoover, or not J. Edgar Hoover, excuse me, President Hoover. And, in other words, he will preside over a Great Depression. And you'll recall last Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, I wrote an op-ed saying we are heading for a depression, not just a recession, a depression, unless Trump changes course very quickly. And, of course, he did change course substantially. I mean, he pulled back on tariffs all around the world as the bond markets began to crater. And had that happened, we would be sliding into a depression. But I think, I mean, you know, go back and look at the history of the stock market in October and November of 1929, October, November, December. There was a big crash on you know, Black Tuesday. There was a Black Monday. There was Black Tuesday. There were substantial crashes. But they were more or less on the order of what we've seen here. And then the market just continued to go down and down and down and down until it had lost like half its value. Or some amazing amount. Frankly, I don't recall the exact percentage. Forgive me, but you can look it up. And I'm very concerned that we are looking at a very similar scenario. Meanwhile, Pete Hegseth, our alcoholic defense secretary, is just turned the Pentagon into a total crap show. I mean, it's just he's got another one of these signal chats. On this one, his third wife, Jennifer, the Fox News producer that he had an affair and a baby with while he was married to his second wife, who he had had an affair and a baby with while he was married to his first wife. Maybe not the baby, but certainly the affair. You'll recall, and when he was having the affair with his second wife on his first wife, that was when his mother wrote him a letter saying that he was an abuser of women. Pete Hegseth had this signal chat, and his third wife, Jennifer, was on it. She has no security clearance, yet he's bringing her along to meetings and things. Like, hey, you know, I'm bringing mom with me. Except his real mom wouldn't come because she thinks he abuses women. His little brother, Phil, was on the call. What the hell? I mean, he keeps trying to find jobs for his little brother. That's called nepotism. His personal lawyer, Tim Parlator, was on the call. Your personal lawyer? I mean, you know, what's this guy, a drinking buddy? His chief of staff, Joe Casper, who is no longer his chief of staff. He's resigned. He's said, hey, I'm out of here. This place is nuts. His chief of staff was on the call. Now that, I suppose you could argue, was an okay thing, except it was on Signal. I mean, this is on a private, insecure, and he was doing it with his personal phone, if the reports are correct. Darren Selnick, his deputy chief of staff, who he has now suspended, was on the call. There was this guy, Eric Garrissey, who's just like this random retired Army sergeant major, who's like good buds with Hegseth. And apparently there were a bunch of other people on the call who we still don't know who they were. You know what? His AA sponsor, his dog groomer, his mommy, the over in Raw Story, they're reporting that there is a new report that just came out. The report includes, quote, remarkable accusations, end quote, from a former Hegseth aide, and comes the same day it was reported that the secretary was involved in a second unsecured Signal chat in which sensitive attack plans were shared. In a piece, this is in Politico, John Oliet, the former top Defense Department spokesperson, saying, quote, the headline was, former Pentagon official warns department's dysfunction could topple Hegseth. And he said the last month has been a full-blown meltdown at the Pentagon. According to the report, quote, the Pentagon is in total chaos and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is unlikely to remain in his role, according to its former top spokesman, who painted a scene of dysfunction, backstabbing, and continuous missteps at the highest levels of the department. Oliet, again, this is the guy who, up until just a couple of weeks ago, was the spokesman for the Defense Department. He was the face of the Defense Department. He said, quote, the building is in disarray under Hegseth leadership. The dysfunction is now a major distraction for the president, who deserves better from a senior leadership. The report goes on to say, quote, Oliet, who resigned from the Pentagon last week, described the department in collapse. He accused Hegseth's team of falsehoods about why three top officials were fired last week, saying that they hadn't leaked sensitive information to the media. That was the argument. That was the rationale that was given, was that they were doing lie detector tests. We found the leakers. Apparently not. But there's a lot of infighting and a lot of backstabbing going on. And so what does Pete Hegseth have to say about this? Well, Democrats.org, which is the website for the Democratic Party, they have a Twitter account. And they posted this thing and said, Pete Hegseth needs to go. And Hegseth responds by saying, your agenda is illegal, trans, and DEI. Illegals, trans, and DEI, all of which are no longer allowed at the DOD. Well, actually, trans is still allowed at the DOD, to the best of my knowledge. And, you know, this is the guy who used his personal phone to include his wife and brother on this Signal. Really? I have a feeling Pete Hegseth is not long for this job. The Pentagon hopefully will be in more rational and competent hands. Of course, it'll be a white man, but, you know, hopefully more rational and competent.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind today?
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox. detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I'm so happy that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M.
No plan to come back. The White House is set. The flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet. The cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crown. The show must go on, no matter who dies. On the drama, the pain, and the lies. The lights are still flashing. The stage is still red. He'll dance through the ashes over bodies and dread. And the credits won't roll till the world's overdrawn. But don't change the channel. The show must go on. Trump picks his cast
by the Clinton.
About
25 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, I can't believe that this is not going to lead, all these trespasses or breaking of the law aren't going to lead to billions of dollars in lawsuits against the government. And I'm maybe to the point of my impact or economy, you know.
You're talking about the people who are in El Salvador right now being able to sue the U.S. government for lack of due process?
No, I'm talking about everybody who's been wronged legally by Trump.
For example?
And there's lots of victims. Oh, the people that were thrown off the voting rules, or the people.
Yeah, that's legal. The Supreme Court said Republicans can do that.
Oh, well, and just catching everyday people up in big messes with the government.
Yeah.
And the people who were solid citizens, I don't know what the price is on that.
I think these people in El Salvador have the basis for a really huge lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, I think that Trump himself is a gang leader of MAGA, which is broken down into the Boogaloo Boys and the, Proud Boys. And,
yeah.
I don't know, the Backstreet Boys, that's a joke. But I think that he could be considered a gang leader.
That's interesting. Yeah. Deport him.
Going on?
Deport
him.
I think we need to start an impeachment movement. I really do. Bill, thank you. Spot on. I'm with you. I agree. I'm not sure that the lawsuits will break the bank, but they could be consequential.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Hey, it's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, come on, give me a break. The Republicans on the court got that one wrong, too.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The Vatican is preparing for a formal goodbye to Pope Francis. Here's CBS's Tina Kraus in Rome.
Pope Francis's funeral has to be held within 6 days of his death. And then 15 to 20 days after his passing, cardinals from around the world will come to the Vatican to begin the process of selecting the next pope.
Most of the cardinal electors who will choose a new pope have Francis to thank for their positions, says National Catholic reporter-publisher Joe Ferrullo.
Francis appointed many of the cardinals, a vast majority of them, actually, who will be voting in this conclave. And I think he did that with the intention of making sure, as much as he can, that his legacy carries on.
In less than 2 weeks, debt collectors will begin trying to force about 5 million student loan borrowers in default to pay up. Aisa Conchola Banez is with the Student Borrower Protection Center.
Folks who are behind are already seeing major hits to their credit score and seeing these negative marks, you know, on their credit reports.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year. No word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And I just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
No, he was great, you know. You guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a little patchy fog forming overnight. Otherwise, our winds light as lows drop to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and some scattered showers out there as well. A southeast breeze, highs in the upper 50s. It's 33 at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
What does Justice Alito have in common with the Wisconsin Supreme Court liberal bloc? We discuss at the top of the show next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM.
Drag us back to God knows when. Rights erased with the stroke of a pen. While fascist fists rise up again, he grins while mobs in camo gear scream his name and march with fear. You cheer the chaos, call it liberation, but it's tyranny clear on Trump's eve of devastation. Bowed to Putin, kissed the crown, let dictators push our nation down, allies ghosted, troops withdrawn. While war drums beat from dusk to dawn, sold secrets for a headline hit, then called the truth fake, ain't that rich? You wave the flag. Out on Trump's eve of devastation. The planet's on fire, but he don't care.
It's past the hour. Welcome back. Yeah, the planet's on fire. Indeed it is. Picking up your calls here, David in Potomac, Maryland. Hey, David, what's up?
Good morning, Tom.
Morning, David.
I first listened to you in December of 06 when you were subbing for Al Franken, and this is my first time calling you.
Oh,
I just wanted to tell you about my experience on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I did the usual 2.25-hour bike ride to the White House, and then I stood due north across from the North Portico, across the fence. I put up this sign, and on the Lafayette side, I read Happy Earth Day. On the White House side, I read The Spirit of Lexington and Concord Lives On.
Whoa.
So,
serious stuff.
Yeah. About 2 hours toward the end of that, I'd like to add, there was just like not a scattering of protesters. This was starting around noon.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of intermingled with the usual tourists. And then this guy walked up to me. He said, he remarked that not enough people bothered to mention that. Even as a teenager, Ben Franklin was a revolutionary. And he also told me that of all the people who walk by and look at my sign, about 20% will be inspired to research further to educate themselves or even just to find out what the Battle of Lexington and Concord was.
Yeah, it's a good point. We don't teach history anymore in schools.
I'd like to get your take on his remark about Ben Franklin. He had not watched the Ken Burns documentary. I asked him about that. He said no. So yeah. I don't know if they mentioned that in that documentary. I also like your take on that's 20% statistic. And I'd like to tell you more about my experience if you wish.
Sure. I have read a good chunk of Ben Franklin's autobiography. I have not seen the Ken Burns documentary. I do recall that when he was 16 or 17, he basically fled Massachusetts and went to Philadelphia, where he worked with his brother, for his brother as a printer. And his reason for fleeing Massachusetts was because they had mandatory church attendance every Sunday. And if you didn't go, you got fined or you could even be jailed. And he just was horribly offended by that. I'm a big Ben Franklin fan. He was a kind of an eccentric guy, but he was a genius. I mean, he was just an absolute genius. And he was a revolutionary his whole entire life. And he was fighting against the system. With regard to the protests, there was another question that you had. I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you think of all the people who walked?
Oh, the 20%. I have no idea. You just never know. I mean, every one of us has been inspired at some point in our lives, often in a consequential way, by a chance meeting with somebody or a chance, encounter with some idea. And you just never know which moment is going to be that butterfly wing in Brazil that starts the cyclone that hits Africa or whatever. You know, that's kind of a negative metaphor, but you get my point. And if you wanted to share more about your experience, go for it. But I do have to move to the next caller here pretty quickly.
Okay, so after those 2 hours, I proceeded to do the walk a clockwise lap around the White House. I was like right south of it. This guy walks up to me and asks, can I look at your sign? So I showed it to him and he said, I am so disappointed. You didn't get the word out. This turnout is really low.
Mm-hmm.
But then, he and I parted ways. And then as I got to 17th Street, I just saw this really big march walking up. I said, that's what it's about. And I wish that the guy had still been with me. So I started walking and then this voice said, sir. And it was this last guy. And he said, now this is more like it.
There you go. Louise and I went looking for a protest. I think I mentioned it in the last hour that we live closer to Vancouver than to downtown Portland. And so we went to Vancouver, Washington. And there was a big protest there 2 weeks ago, but there was not this weekend, which was kind of disappointing. There was a big farmer's market, but that was it. So, bought some potatoes and that's about it. David, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. It's so nice to hear from you. And I'm so pleased to hear that you've been listening to the program. Yeah. For so long.
Thank you. To you for the first time. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, David. Pat in Puerto Rico. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hey there. Thanks for taking the call.
My pleasure.
We had a call a while ago who was agreeing with Jeff Sachs' opinion on Russia. Mm-hmm. And I like to frame these kind of geopolitical things when I'm talking to people at kind of a neighborhood or family level. And for the argument that Russia felt threatened by NATO, I ask, well, if you had a neighbor who was a Nazi and was putting all kinds of signs and a Klan member at the other side of your house and he's burning crosses and you feel threatened by them, you don't have the legal right to go destroy their house and kill their family.
The neighbor with the signs and the burning crosses was not NATO or Ukraine. It's a purely defensive alliance. The neighbor who's making all these loud noises was Russia, which is took down South Ossetia, took down Georgia, took down Transnistria, took down Crimea back in 2014. I mean, there's your Nazi neighbor, right?
Exactly. And then to make it worse, the other argument Putin makes, and she makes it, is that, we are cousins, we are family, we have such a long history together. That reminds me of the divorced man or ex-boyfriend who goes back and kills his ex-wife or his ex-girlfriend and their kids, because if I can't have you, no one else can. So
exactly.
Just as crazy an argument on the other side Taiwan used to be part of China, Ukraine used to be part of Russia. It's like I say, that ex-lover who goes back and does the murder suicide. So
yeah, or New Mexico used to be part of Mexico, Arizona and Texas and Southern California used to be part of Mexico.
Exactly. So Mexico doesn't have the right to just invade and destroy.
No, and they're not even talking about it, but they arguably they would have the right to. I mean, this is And now you got Trump talking about taking Canada, and Canada is seriously pissed off. And I'm telling you, when the history of this is written, it's going to be Mark Carney, the current Prime Minister of Canada, who brought Trump to his knees, or brought the United States economy to its knees. And it gets very little publicity because Mark Carney is a very understated guy. But he's the one who led the international bond dumping. And he has put into place such severe restrictions in Canada. I mean, nobody in Canada is importing American wine right now. That's a $1.5 billion market. It's going to damage our wine industry. I mean, it's just crazy. And then we've got, you know, people here in the United States. One of Louise and my best friends is a woman named Veronique Raskin. We've known Veronique for decades. And she's French. She grew up in France. And her family has a vineyard, an organic vineyard. And she imports the wine that they grow on her vineyard. She lives in California. And she's got this little company. It's called the Organic Wine Company. In fact, that's the URL, theorganicwinecompany.com, as I recall. I mean, you plug it in and look for it. And she ships wine all over the United States. We've been buying wine from her since the 90s, and because it's just delicious and it's organic, you know. And now Trump, with his tariffs on European products and everything else, I mean, you know, she's being hurt. So it's just, I'm just, the whole damn mess is just mind-boggling. Pat, thank you for the call. Great metaphors or great analogies or whatever those were. Good job. Stories. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls. Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. He said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Trump rode in filth, you followed right in like pigs in the slop, thick with sin. You wallowed deep, you took the dive, now that stink's gonna haunt you alive.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Eileen in Columbus, Georgia. Hey, Eileen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, something that's not been brought up anywhere. Oh, by the way, how are you doing? Good.
Fine, thank you. I hope you are, too.
Well, wrist surgery tomorrow, but anyway.
Ouch.
The military. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The military. Nobody's talked about the military stepping in and arresting Trump.
It won't happen.
Even a possibility.
He's decapitated the senior leadership of the military. He fired basically all the senior officials who he had any suspicion of, and they're moving up into those positions. People who are just complete toadies. So no, I don't see. And I wouldn't want that to happen anyway, Eileen. That is, I'm not in favor of a counter coup or a counter revolution. We need to have, mm-hmm. It needs to be done at the ballot box. And right now there's two things that, arguably three things that are holding America from becoming a complete dictatorship. As I said earlier, we are already in the early stages of a very real dictatorship with, he's disappearing people. But the things that are holding us back so far are the courts, and public opinion. And the possibility of future elections. And I get it that the Republicans right now are purging people from the elections rolls as fast as they can. And, our future elections are going to be very challenging. But, we've just got to keep on fighting at that level. Eileen, thank you for the call. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Pete Hegseth. Mm-hmm. I'm retired with over 30 years in the Department of Defense. And Congress can't rely on the IGs anymore since Trump has fired them.
Well, he fired 18 IGs. I don't know if he fired the DOD IG, did he?
Well, it doesn't matter. But he basically sent, they're no longer independent. So Congress needs to do this investigation.
Yeah.
And all they need to do is get the cable or message that CENTCOM sent the Central Command Commander sent to SecDef on the timeline. And how did he classify it?
Mm. Interesting.
Because basically everything, I was involved in after 9/11.
Yeah, no, I
normally
get
any
I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
Any operation is usually not just, you know, top secret. It's usually a special access program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, SecDef, of course, has the authority to declassify it, but usually declassification is used only to make it public for everybody.
Sure. What I have not heard is Pete Hegseth claiming that he changed the classification on any of that data. And, you know, war plans, particularly in real time, it's hard to believe that anybody would think that they were declassified. And yet he was treating them as if they were.
I know, because he believes he has total authority. I mean, you can do it. He has the legal authority to do it. But they need to go back to what...
I'm not sure he thought he was acting under authority. I think he thought he was just getting away with something. I mean, this is a guy who's cheated on all three of his wives. He was a Fox host, which requires you to lie to the public regularly. He's a guy who has no fealty to the truth. No allegiance to the truth. Mike, I got to move along, but thanks. Very thought-provoking call. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I appreciate what you do. I am calling because I have some friends that have an employee, and that employee has a sister. Sister is a U.S. citizen and is married to a gentleman that was going through the immigration process. Mm-hmm. They have children. He went in to go for his normal appointments at last week, and he was picked up, and he has no criminal record. And going through the process, it normally takes 5 to 10 years to go through the immigration process, right. And this gentleman has been doing that. Right. And they picked him up, and so this father, husband, have no idea exactly where he is right now.
Oh, wow. So you know personally...
They are doing it in Tampa, yes.
This administration has disappeared.
Yes, an employee of... Yes.
And, can you share that information with me and send me an email?
Yes, I certainly can.
Do you know how to do that?
If you want to give me your email address,
I'll put you on hold, and Mateo will fill you in. That's a terrible story. There's apparently a number of these. I mentioned earlier. There's this woman in New Orleans who has disappeared. Are there kids?
That
US
was
citizens,
prompted me to
I'm assuming
call.
They are.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's crazy what they're doing. And on a side note, my husband is descendant of Benjamin Franklin.
Wow, very cool, very cool. This is not altogether new. My cousin married a fellow who was in the United States without documentation. And during the Obama administration, he got kicked out of the country. And she and him and their three kids all had to move to Mexico, which is where they continue to live. But... the Obama administration did it with a court process. He had to appear in court. It was all transparent. He had a lawyer. We even had Senator Sanders try to intervene. The law is the law. And he had, snuck in, as it were. I get that we've got to enforce the law, but disappearing people is just so wrong. And I gotta run. I'm going to put you on hold, and Mateo will pick you up and let you know how to reach out to me. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. Specific product availability depends on...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things Wisconsin and the news with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I need to pack all of this stuff into my vehicle. What's the best way to do it? Okay, we're going to play car Tetris. My former sister-in-law was the best.
That's amazing.
I would like to see her and my father go toe-to-toe.
Nice.
Because my dad, man, this is where my dad shines.
Competitive car packing. I love the idea. Yes. Get some cameras on that.
Yes. New sport.
It's on ESPN 15.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Vatican is entering an intense period that begins with an elaborate funeral for Pope Francis and ends with a selection of the next Supreme Pontiff. CBS's Chris Livesay will be in Rome for it all.
They've already started to block off streets around St. Peter's Square and around the Vatican. I mean, we could see just floods and floods of people heading towards St. Peter's Square. This morning when I rushed here and I heard the news of Pope Francis's death, it was just stunning to see not just so many people crowding here, but just how quiet it was. There was a deafening silence. The solemn nature of it all was overwhelming.
With the passing of Pope Francis begins a popular guessing game at the Vatican. Who will be the next pope? But first, the funeral, says CBS News papal and Vatican contributor Delia Gallagher.
On Wednesday, the pope will be laid in